The mayor of St. John's is very concerned about the future of air travel and the impact it'll have on the capital city and province even after the pandemic is behind us. Air Canada announced this week that it was closing its stations in Gander and Goose Bay and temporarily suspending its Toronto-St. John's direct flight. That'll all come into effect on January the 23rd. Mayor Danny Breen speaks with VOCM's Linda Swain.
Mayor Danny Breen, what's your reaction now to the latest cuts involving Air Canada, in particular the suspension of this direct flight between Toronto and St. John's?
Well, it's certainly disappointing. It has an impact on a lot of people, rotational workers right now and others that need to travel, even during COVID. It has a significant impact. I'm also very concerned about the future. I've reached out to Air Canada, and we'll be meeting soon to discuss that, because air travel, air connectivity is important to the province economically, for tourism, conventions, and all those items. So as we get into the recovery phase from COVID, air connectivity is going to be extremely important. So I'm very concerned about it. I'm concerned about what suspension means and how long suspension lasts, and because it is a very important part, not only to the city of St. John's, but the province of Newfoundland and Labrador.
That was St. John's Mayor Danny Breen. In the meantime, Air Canada has pulled out of Gander completely, which is causing huge worries for Gander Mayor Percy Farwell. He speaks with VOCM's Brian Medore.
Certainly not just Gander. The air service in Gander, which Air Canada in one form or another has been serving since 1942, actually, with very limited interruption, except for a few days after 9/11, is no longer going to be serviced by Air Canada or any other carrier that can get the citizens in this region anywhere off the island. We can get so far as, well, except I think there's not Air Canada, but there's a provincial airlines. You'll be able to get to Goose Bay. Unfortunately, for the people in the Goose Bay area, you won't be able to get beyond that, because Air Canada is no longer going to be there either. So it's very serious for all the residents and businesses and communities in the central region, which is probably totaling about 100,000 people. And it's not just about not having air access for all of us that want to get convenient flights to a resort in Cuba every spring. This is the air service in Canada generally, and particularly in Newfoundland, and the isolation we have, is an essential connective tissue to the rest of the world for us. And, you know, we have a lot of rotational workers whose routines in their life involve coming and going and that travel to their own homes from elsewhere, and having no airport available to fly into that's anywhere near where they live is obviously very detrimental. We've got, you know, when you're thinking about health services being delivered in rural Newfoundland or rural Canada for that matter, because these impacts are being felt across the country. When you're thinking about health services being able to be provided in rural parts of the country, and for example in central Newfoundland, good luck recruiting health professionals when you can't tell them that they have some way out of the area that they're going to be working in any sort of reasonable distance. And a lot of times with the comings and goings of health professionals, our health boards have to scramble and try to continue services by attracting locums to come on a short-term basis to work in rural areas. You know, good luck trying to find locums and to deliver those essential health services if you don't have reasonable air access. So, and just in general, people don't want to live in areas where they don't have reasonable access to the rest of the world from them. You know, you have businesses that rely on, obviously, clients to and people in their own company, I guess, to come and travel to and from that place of business from time to time. You've got businesses that will be probably shut down for additional days awaiting the arrival of pieces of essential equipment that have to be specially ordered and delivered to wherever their place of business is. So it's a huge impact on the entire region, and there's from on many levels. And in a country like Canada that is connected like that, to sever those connections in so many places is devastating for those places. And you'll notice I haven't even mentioned the economic impact of the people, the jobs that are affected, and the, you know, both directly and indirectly. Obviously, you don't need people at airports that are cleaning airplanes if there's no airplanes, and so on. So there's obviously the obvious economic implications of something like this for a region. But I think in this case, even more importantly, it's the service is so essential to the way rural Canada and rural Newfoundland and Labrador actually function.
That's Gander Mayor Percy Farwell speaking with VOCM's Brian Medore, as Air Canada has pulled out of Gander completely, causing huge worries for Mayor Farwell.